This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States said on Wednesday it was not involved in the assassination of a Hamas terrorist group leader in an overnight strike in Tehran. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakaswara reports.
Ismail Haniyeh was last seen alive attending the inauguration of Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, on July 30th. Haniyeh, the political leader of Hamas, an Iranian-backed Palestinian militant group, was killed in an airstrike the following day. Haniyeh's killing happened a day after Israel carried out a strike in Beirut that killed Fuad Shukur, commander of Hezbollah, an Iran-backed group in Lebanon. Israel holds the group responsible for a deadly attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights over the weekend. With fears of regional escalation rising, Western countries are urging restraint. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports the man accused of being the main plotter in the Al-Qaeda September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to a plea to plead guilty.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the 2001 9/11 attack are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack, and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. The head of one group of families of those killed, Terry Strada, reacted to the news, saying that the men were cowards when they planned the attack, and says they're cowards today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Tensions are high around much of Venezuela following a disputed presidential election. The United States, Brazil, and Chile, and others have urged Venezuela's electoral authority to publish a full breakdown of the results.
Our patience and that of the international community is running out. It's running out on waiting for the Venezuelan electoral authorities to come clean and release the full detailed data on this election.
White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby, Socialist President Nicolas Maduro, who has ruled since 2013, was declared the winner of the weekend vote by the Electoral Council. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a former U.S. Green Beret is under arrest in connection with a plot to remove Venezuela's president.
Jordan Goodrow, the former Green Beret behind a cross-border raid in 2020 to remove Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro with a small cadre of supporters, has been arrested in New York. He and Venezuelan Yaxi Alvarez face 14 criminal counts tied to arms smuggling, according to a federal indictment. Goodrow, a three-time Bronze Star recipient for bravery in Iraq and Afghanistan, claimed responsibility for the amphibious raid by a ragtag group of soldiers who trained in Colombia. In a video, Goodrow said he was protecting Venezuela's democracy after Maduro's 2018 re-election was boycotted by the opposition and condemned by the U.S. Goodrow's lawyer says his client is innocent. Julie Walker, New York.
At an event in Houston, Texas, Wednesday, Vice President Kamala Harris reacted to comments former President Donald Trump made about her race earlier in the day. Trump, the Republican presidential candidate, addressing the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago Wednesday, falsely said Harris, the first Asian American and Black American vice president, had in the past only promoted her Indian heritage. Harris had this response.
This afternoon, Donald Trump spoke at the annual meeting of the National Association of Black Journalists. And it was the same old show. The divisiveness and the disrespect.
Kamala Harris, the vice president of the U.S. Central African Republic officials say they are meeting with the governments of neighboring countries to investigate the origin and save lives after declaring a fresh outbreak of mpox, also known as monkeypox. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.